Mike Pinto, Southern Illinois Miners, joining us in the studio. Mike, it's good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you, buddy.
So here's the official numbers for the day. 35 days, 9 hours, 41 minutes, and 36 seconds until the home opener, May 11th.
Yeah, we have a big sign in the box office, so we can't miss it.
No.
We see it every day. It's around the corner, and can't wait. Season 12.
You know, what's interesting is I was on the phone with Mike, I guess it was Tuesday, and I'm on the phone, and Mike is literally just, no, you don't believe this, this new, doing some work, which we're going to talk about, hanging these boards, these panels up for a new video board. And like 30 minutes later, we got 105 mile an hour winds in the area.
Yeah.
So
I was in my bathroom, you know, hoping that that would be a safe place.
Right. But was there any weather problems?
No, fortunately, it missed us. I know some people really got hit, and terrible thing for them. We were very fortunate. It missed us.
Good. Glad to hear it. So let's talk about this. When I was on the phone, because your enthusiasm was literally contagious, I'm on the phone with Mike, and he's at the ballpark. So tell me about this, because my understanding, you are taking the visual aspect of the game, and we're talking about presenting it on the big screen, getting people on the stands. You're bringing this to a new level.
Yeah. Last few years, as you know, we really have tried to enhance the fan experience entirely. You know, last year we had the mini golf course, we had the outdoor entertainment plaza, we added the new bar behind home plate, four top seating. All that's been new. And so how do we advance that again this year? And so we were able to, this year, along with the city of Marion, secure the Colt League World Series, which has been in Lafayette, Indiana for 47 years, and bring that to Marion. We're going to have teams from all over the world coming here.
Right. Now, because I talked to Dave McKenzie earlier this week, and he says, Bubba, this is going to be very – you got to talk to Mike about this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big
right?
deal.
Because he's going to be your announcer, I think, there out at the
field.
Yeah,
he's going to be our play-by-play guy.
And how do you go about taking – because I don't think the folks in Indiana probably wanted to give this up, Mike.
No, they probably weren't real happy. It's been there a long time. But it was up and available. And Steve Miller, who's from Pony Baseball, is an old season ticket holder of ours. And he approached the city and approached us. Is there something we could work together to put this – you know, a plan together.
See, before I even met you, the whole push about Southern Illinois Miners Ballpark was it'll be more than just a ballpark for the Southern Illinois Miners, the entertainment. But I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, the championships and that we've had, but this Colt League thing, it's one more feather in your cap on that that promise. And the promise, as I accept it, is for we are going to be a tourism source. We're
sure.
going to be draw people, and it's not just about the season for the Miners.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example. Last week we held what's called the Miners Classic, which is a high school tournament. We had 10 teams from Chicago come down here for a week, stay in our hotels, eat in our local restaurants,
right.
and play, you know, in this baseball tournament. I was looking the other day. We have, last year, we used Rent One Park 131 days of the 365 days.
Right. You got daddy-daughter dances.
Exactly.
On the list goes.
Between Winter Wonderland last year, the Lynx at Rent One Park. All of the events that we have where teams come in from other places, you know, we want to use the stadium as much as possible.
Because this is the thing that you and I talked about, and it's always an uncomfortable subject, and that is that many times when you see a ballpark of this caliber, this type, move into a community, it has a lifespan, and it's not very long, sometimes 3, sometimes 6 years.
Right. Unless you...
You knew this.
...renovate it. Unless you renovate, unless you change the experience.
And that was something that you in particular, I think I could feel you taking that mantle on earlier, but with your new responsibilities over the last few years and, you know, your enthusiasm of going out, finding other great ideas and grafting them on to the Southern Illinois Miners, you knew that, and it seems like you were determined not to let that happen.
Yeah, we couldn't let that happen. It's not like we have this giant population base and we can just kind of throw the same old thing out there every day. We've got to keep changing up. We've got to keep doing new things. We have to keep engaging our fans somehow. And so that's where the video board came up this year. So, you know, what we looked at was how can we do the experience better? So we invested in what is going to be, this is not just a board. So it's a widescreen HD video board. It's 60 feet wide by 20 feet high. It is 2.5 times the size of our current board, and it is HD. Now, in addition to that, we have all new HD cameras. We have new motion rocket, which is a control center upstairs. So we can change animations and instant replays. All of that will change. How our fans experience a game will be entirely different, and it'll all be in HD.
Now, there's two aspects to this that I find interesting. One is your comments you made many times that our fans are baseball fans. They know what's going on. They know, and I think one time you said they know when to cheer.
Yeah.
That you'd made it as simple as that. The other aspect is, when people go to the ballpark, they want to be the experience, you know, the kiss cams and all the things that we've seen. So you're able to give them a more intimate view of the game itself with the ID cameras and replays up on the big board. So no matter where you sit, you get to see up close.
Yep.
And the other aspect is there's grandma, there's dad, there's the mayor.
Yeah. And we added another roving camera this year so that we can capture even more of that. That's a big deal. That's a tough thing to have a roving camera, and we're going to have two of them now.
Well, I think in the world of the screen, the laptop, the table, the tablet, and the screen, that we are accustomed to being more accustomed now than ever, and have an expectation. Screens are the big thing, right? And I see that. You've got to make change with the times.
Well, this is going to be the best quality. Well, we're putting the same quality board that they put in SunTrust Park down in Atlanta last year when they built their new
stadium. Incredible field.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I had a friend that went down and said, "No, man, you got to understand, this place is awesome."
Yeah, big investment in that.
All right, so the other item is something you've been working on too. You've worked on food. I mean, because I think about this when I think about you. All right, I pull up past 17th Street, I take the left, I drive in, and I'm waving at the guy, showing my press pass. Thank you, and I go to my spot. And then I walk in the gate. I know the guy who's at the gate, and I always look forward to seeing him. And we take our obligatory selfie together.
Oh, yeah?
You know, and then I literally start meeting people all the way down and go in. It's a personal experience. People there go, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing here? I'm, you know, here with Kate. Want to see? Make sure Mike knows I'm here. I got to go down and yell at him real quick." There's a social aspect to this game at Marion, because you go to Cardinals game and you're desperate maybe to look around and see somebody you know. And Marion, you always know somebody.
Right.
And there's that, I think, that homecoming type thing. There's a community?
We're doing something kind of unique this year. On June 16th, we're having what's called Homecoming Night. Anybody who has ever worked for the Miners in our 12 years, we've invited to come back for one night and celebrate this wonderful thing that we have done and built together, all of us, in one night. And I think it's going to be a really special night to get people back.
Yeah, except for all those players that are, you know, out on the road with their respective teams and can't come.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some of those.
So, because that aspect, you and I have talked about this, because it happens here. If you've got really good people working for you here, then there's other people looking to poach them. Well, poach them is how you and I feel.
Yes, right.
But we also know that that's an opportunity, and that's what we wanted them to have.
And that's why I get those guys, because they know the proof is out there that we help guys go to major league organizations. But it doesn't mean all of a sudden at the end of the season I add up wins and losses, and we've been really successful over the years, but all of a sudden you lose those guys that helped you get those.
Right.
And that's a challenge, but we fought pretty well through it.
You know, because Randy Biddle is a good friend of mine. He's really a baseball fanatic, right? And he'll call me up and say, "You know, this guy's playing with this team at the college, at the ballpark. They're playing at John A. He's on this team or this." He says, "You got to go see this guy." And see, that's interesting, because the minors is that kind of experience. You go to the ballpark and you see this guy, and the next thing you know, he's pitching for somebody big on Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, he's in first base, he's third base, he's somewhere. There's that aspect.
Yeah, I get the difference is, you know, most minor league teams feed into a major league team. We get to feed into 30 major league teams. Our guys can go anywhere. And, you know, at this point, we've had 51 minors have gone to major league organizations. Three guys have played in the major leagues. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, if you were a fighter pilot, you'd have like 51 pitchers or you know, baseball mitts on the side of your – that's pretty good.
Well, yeah. One
I consider
of the things,
like 51 kills, you know what I'm saying? I got 51. Because that wouldn't have, it may not have happened without you in the Southern Illinois Miners.
You know, Tanner Roark, who's a starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals, Kelly Burke went down and interviewed him this past year, and he spent a half an hour with her about his time here in Southern Illinois. And he said in the video, "I'm not here without them. They were the ones that gave me that opportunity, that chance.
So how about families hosting teams?
I never have enough.
Hosting team members, you never have enough.
I never have enough. No, I never have enough. So if there are any families out there that have always thought, you know, that might be cool to do that, I'd love to have them call the office and we can tell them more about that.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the new omnibus spending bill. Did you read that there's an
inclusion
about minor league baseball inside of it?
Oh, is this the
Saving the America's Pastime Act?
Yeah, and we just had a conference call on that a couple of days ago.
Right, that was included in the new omnibus spending bill, and it allowed basically you've got to pay somebody at least minimum wage based on 40 hours of work.
Right,
that's the simplistic way.
Right.
Any effect on you?
Ours are seasonal employees, and there is a state exemption that allows minor league baseball because our guys are there early for batting practice, and you know they're on bus trips and all
right.
that stuff. So
and appearances and
yeah. So the state of Illinois had an exemption for minor league baseball.
I was thinking about you during the Loyola game last Saturday.
It was pretty special to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
But you saw it change. And I was curious about what you thought about that because it doesn't matter whether you're baseball or basketball.
Right.
The spirit that I'm going to win, I can do it, you know, because I go anywhere between – I mean, I vacillate in anywhere between, oh, my God, please don't let me screw this up to get out of my way. I'm going to take it all. Right. And somewhere in between every day, you know, as a rule. But you want that. We're going to go out there and get it all. And sometimes it breaks. It breaks in somebody. And that's where somebody like you comes in and the rest of your coaching staff.
Yeah. All the moments aren't great for them. And sometimes you have to help guys through when it doesn't work, both for us and for them in their career. That's why one of the keys, I think, to managing is get to know your guys, and you manage guys individually. You don't manage a team. You manage 24, in our case, individuals, to have them each have their individual success.
Has it always
so
been
that we collectively.
Has it always been that way, Mike?
I think it's more now. I think,
okay,
yeah.
So it has been, but just more now.
Yeah, I think it's more personal now. I think there was a time when the manager put his thumb down, and this is the way we do things.
And everybody took hell.
Right. And but I think it's changed, and I think you have to communicate with players. And good managers, they want to play for you, and because they know that deep down, you really do care about them.
Mike has a program he's going to be doing this year, which I'm really intrigued about because I want to make sure the mayor of my town knows about it. That you're going to be going out for a kind of a community challenge when it comes to drawing people to the ballpark.
Yeah. We've got these community days, which we've had in the past. But we're going to have some days where we're going to challenge people, and let's see how many we can get from each community. And I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. And because of that, once again, going out to the ballpark with your friends, because there's very few things. And I tell you what, I still have great memories of the people I've met down on the field, including yourself. I mean, it's fun, man. And I've met some great people down there, you know, like Negro baseball team member, you know, got his autograph. What a great guy he was.
Yeah. We had him come in and talk to the players in the clubhouse. It was great.
Yeah. What else have you got planned special like this year? Because unless I don't want to spoil any surprises, but I do know that you're always out doing the other thing that people maybe not as appreciate as much, because you are looking for new pieces to create a new puzzle for a new piece of entertainment literally every day.
Well, we're adding a new teen zone this year. You know, we have a lot of teenagers that come to the ballpark.
Yep.
Parents drop their kids off at the ballpark, and so we want to create a safe, comfortable place for them as well. So we're building that out kind of beyond the miniature golf course this year. We decided it was time, as you guys have been involved with us, with Friday night fireworks.
Right.
This year we're calling it Friday Night Lights, and we're going to expand it. So every fireworks show is going to be expanded this year. But on opening day, we're going to do something different. We're going to have a light show within the ballpark. So we've contracted to have a light show going on, and we're going to bring in an act, and they're going to play live to the music that's going on, and then do a concert afterwards. So
awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to announce that here coming up shortly.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm getting a head start on here. Did we mention 35 days, 9 hours, 26 minutes, and 58 seconds?
Yeah.
We should mention that as the countdown continues. You have an anticipation. This is the thing about Mike Pinto that I know. You have an anticipation, and yours is always, we're going all the way, and we're going to go hard all year, and we're going to keep on going till it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you are one of those guys. I talk about this in metaphor with other people. It's like, man, we try so hard, and then you stop 3 inches from the goal line. Why don't we just blow in through that? Come on, let's go.
Well, Ralph Santana has teased me over the years. He said, your expectations are so high. And I think, but if you
have... Is he saying that with a smile on his face?
Yeah, he does. Okay. He does. But, you know, I'll say, you know what? I think we'll win 70 this year. It's never been done. And he said, you've averaged 60... wins a season. That's a great year. You know, you're talking 600 winning percentage, but I want the big one. I want the year where you just dominate all year and walk all the way through the championships.
Right. You see the young boy in high school throwing with pitching with one arm, catching with one arm.
I did. It's pretty incredible.
It says something about baseball. It says something about the boy, but the baseball too. What is it? I mean, because I feel it. I mean, and once again, I often find myself troubled that I can't seem to find the exact word I want. Or I don't. Maybe it doesn't exist, but you feel it the minute you walk on the field. I mean, I get
something about the game. Chill. There really is. I so look forward to spring training and our guys getting down the field. There's this energy, and then you've got these guys working together, but working on their own skills and trying to get better every day. There's a camaraderie that is really hard to explain to somebody who's never been in team sports what that's about.
But
boy, baseball's special.
But I can tell you this, when you don't have it anymore, you miss it.
You know, it's funny. As I sent out notes regarding this homecoming night that we're going to have with all, you know, we have players that were here 10, 11 years ago now that are – you know, you're talking 37, 38 years old now.
Right.
These are men into their lives with children. And I can't tell you how many times that they've said, Tom, in a moment would I love to come back and play a game, play a week to have that life again. It gets missed really quick when you don't have it.
Yeah, it's camaraderie. I think you run into people who have a similar experience maybe when they're in the Army together or in the military together.
I'm sure.
There's some type of camaraderie that goes on of having a good, strong tribe around you. I think it appeals to us on a base level.
You know, it's funny. Guys don't talk about years later. They don't talk about hits. They don't talk about big plays. They talk about the other stuff that happened in the clubhouse, in the dugout, away from the field. That's the stuff they remember.
Yeah. I get it, too. I really do. I know you do, too.
Yeah.
So is there anything we didn't talk about for the coming season we should have?
You know, we've got so many new things. We're going to do 3 doubleheaders this year.
Really?
We're gonna do an interesting concept called Now and Then. And so first game of the doubleheader is going to be old school. There's not going to be any music or any of that kind of stuff. We're going to set up our scoreboard out there like an old-time scoreboard. We're going to have a PA announcer down right behind home plate with the outfit. We're going to wear old-time uniforms, and there's not going to be any between-inning promotions or any of that stuff. We're just going to play baseball.
For the purist.
For the purist. And in game 2, we'll do our regular show.
Right.
And with that is going to show we'll have photographs of our players now and when they were kids. And so we want to go back to the purity of that.
The old days, though, the batter got to tell the pitcher where he wanted the ball. Do you know that? That when baseball started, the opposing team, if you were at bat, you told the pitcher where you wanted the ball thrown.
Yeah, we'll try that in spring training. See how the pitchers feel about that.
Yeah, see how throw it right here for me against every instinct that you have.
Oh, boy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was how that was originally played. When I saw that, I'm going, boy, that wouldn't flow today, would it?
You know? We had the Clarks out last year, the Murfreesboro Clarks, and it's old-time baseball. No gloves, and the rules are a little different.
Right.
So they played before one of our games last year, and Boy, that's a it's a different type of baseball back then.
Yeah, and you got to have the obligatory big long mustache.
Sure, you have to have the look.
Have to have one of those, Mike. It's always a privilege, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Best of luck. And I tell you what, want to get you back in the studio just before the season starts, which is coming up May 11th. That's going to be a 7:05 first pitch, and you're going to have a special opening night celebration.
We are.
So I want to invite you back next time to give us a preview of what's coming up on 7:05, and I'm sure we'll have some tickets to give away for the event as well.
Terrific.
So I'm already looking forward to it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me always.
And good luck this year, too.
Thanks.